This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, will 70s music icon Sly Stone actually show up at tonight's Grammys?
But first, Americans are fat. We all know that. And now we know that eating a low-fat diet won't necessarily change that or cut the risks of getting heart disease and cancer. In the largest study of its kind, scientists tracked about 50,000 women for about a dozen years, and they found no evidence that eating a low-fat diet is healthier than eating a regular one. One researcher proclaimed, "This is the end of the low-fat era." And here to discuss whether that's true and to analyze the study is Dr. Alice Lichtenstein. She's a professor of nutrition science and policy at Tufts University. And Dr. Lichtenstein, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
So it seems like common sense, really, that the less fat you eat, the better off you'd be health-wise and body-wise. So were the results of this study surprising to you?
They weren't surprising, but I don't think it's necessarily common sense that the less fat you eat, the less you weigh or the less disease you're going to have. I think what's really important is the total number of calories, and it's an important message I think we have to be a little more careful about getting across.
Well, I think a lot of people would be surprised to think that a calorie from a donut means about the same thing as a calorie from an apple.
Well, not necessarily. What we know is a calorie is a calorie, and the important thing is the total number of calories that you consume. Now, a gram of fat has about 9 calories, whereas a gram of protein or carbohydrate have about 4 calories. So you can eat a larger volume of, let's say, the apple as opposed to a high-fat food, but in the bottom line is it's the total number of calories you consume, the total amount of energy you expend, and that's going to determine how much you weigh.
Now, this study did not distinguish between so-called good fats and bad fats. And I'm wondering, are there any studies that do, and if their findings contradict the findings of this study?
There are a number of studies that have looked at type of fat, and what we know is that saturated and trans fatty acids will increase LDL cholesterol, which is related to the development of heart disease, whereas poly and monounsaturated fatty acids will decrease LDL cholesterol level, hence risk of developing heart disease.
Do you see any flaws in the methodology of this study?
No, I actually think it's a study that was very well done. I think when it was planned, the focus was on the total fat content of the diet, and we have our answer. Since that time, we've learned that type of fat and the total number of calories is far more important.
But are you concerned that Americans will just see the headlines today and think, well, okay, it's okay now to go to McDonald's and gorge on hamburgers and french fries?
Well, I think what Americans need to do is really embrace the concept that it's energy balance. It's the total amount of calories you consume and calories you burn. And you can have your cake and eat it too. So going to McDonald's is not necessarily going to be a good idea if you choose one of the burgers and fries because it's going to be relatively high in saturated and trans fatty acids. And we know that's going to be associated with increased risk of heart disease. I think what we need to do is make good choices, make the right choices with respect to fat, which would mean limit intake of animal fat and hydrogenated fat, and that'll take care of the trans and saturated fatty acids. And then substitute, don't add, but substitute monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fatty acids, which come from things like canola and corn oil.
And Dr. Lichtenstein, I'm wondering, are you going to change your diet at all because of this study?
Well, I've been aware of the research that has been coming out since this study was conceived, so I'm consuming a moderate fat diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, low-fat, non-fat dairy products, fish, and lean meat. So I think I'm going to stick with that and try to keep myself exercising.
So what does that mean for tonight's dinner? What's on the menu?
Tonight's dinner will probably be salmon, and then I think there's going to be some steamed snow peas, and then probably saute that with some fresh spinach and brown rice.
That sounds admirably healthy. No ice cream?
Not an ice cream person, but I have an outstanding pineapple that's waiting to be consumed.
Okay. Dr. Alice Lichtenstein is a professor of nutrition science and policy at Tufts University. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.